Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Brooksmith is rediscovering some of the historic places and spaces in Richmond. And today, Brooks, I understand you want to talk about the Lee Street Armory. Tell us about that.
Well, I do indeed. Affectionately known as the Lee Street Armory because it appears at 122 West Lee Street, officially named the 1st Battalion Virginia Volunteers Army Headquarters, built back in 1895 as one of several armories then in the city, including the Howitzers and later the Blues Armory. A couple of notable distinctions. It's the oldest armory still standing in the city in the state of Virginia, and it's the only one built for African-American soldiers in the state and perhaps also in the country. Two other notable distinctions. The crusading editor of the Richmond Planet, John Mitchell Jr., helped to push the city to fund the project back in 1895. And the bricks were actually laid by a master mason named Armistead Walker, who was the husband of the very well-known Maggie Walker.
Well, how did it come to be built?
It was built to serve and support the troops that were going into the Spanish-American War of 1898. And as many know, the Spanish-American War was short-lived, and by 1899, the armory was no longer needed for its built purpose. So in the early 20th century, it was converted into an elementary school known as the Monroe School and served as a school for most of the 20th century as an annex to Armstrong High School and later Graves Junior High School. The only time it was actually revived for military use was for a couple years during World War II. They added a gymnasium and made it a recreation and reception center for African-American troops passing through the city.
And it fell into disrepair in later years. What is its current status?
Well, we talk about historic places and spaces in Richmond, and some are so well-known and well-preserved, but there are some that remain imperiled. And there was a lot of work over the past decade to stabilize and preserve the external features of this beautiful building. I think they called it the castellated style, but it looks like a little castle with towers and turrets and crenellated molding around the top. In the 80s, it was put to use by the Black History Museum, but they were forced out due to a damaging fire in 85, and it's been vacant since. It's still owned by the city. It's on the surplus property list, but there's an awful lot of buzz around the building right now. In the past couple years, it's benefited from a historic preservation easement that will help to preserve the facade in perpetuity. And in 2009, it was listed on the National Register of Historic Places, thanks very much to the work of Selden Richardson, who researched its history and put together the application. So I think all eyes are on the future, and I think perhaps even this year we might find a new plan put forward. I've heard a lot of different ideas. One would be to return it to use as a museum, as the Black History Museum used it. Another would be a war memorial for African-American veterans. And I've even heard talk of it being a youth hostel, which might not properly recognize and capture and chronicle its history, but it would certainly make it a place of accommodation for a lot of people coming through the city.
Are there some pretty solid plans to redevelop it?
I think there are solid plans, and you only have to go onto the city websites to see all the proposals that have been put forward in the past couple of years. I think we're about to hear something exciting and big, and hopefully that recognizes both the history of the building and the history of the place, because when you think about all the people that had a connection to the armory as a school or as a community center or even way back when as an armory, it's a very special place.
Okay, we have a few seconds. Anything to add?
Well, I just offer that the music you're going to hear as we exit this discussion is by Joe Kennedy Jr. It's called Get Happy, and Joe Kennedy Jr., for listeners out there, is one of the virtuoso jazz musicians of the city.
Brooksmith rediscovers Richmond here on Morning Edition every other Thursday morning at this time. Today, talking about the Lee Street Armory, one of the historic places and spaces of Richmond. Thanks, Brooks.